also received a list of those people who have been shortlisted now to stand for the party in the primary elections. This list is about 1,000 people who have qualified. About 200 have not qualified. This is because there was objective criteria which was set. The council also looked at the way the elections were held, the referendum was held, and noted that most of the referendum officials were members of ZANU-PF. There was no inclusivity. So voter educators as well as the polling officers were members that were picked from ZANU. There was no inclusivity. So we resolved that in future, anything to do with elections must be done through an inclusive process. We also resolved that the date of the next election should be a date to be determined by the Prime Minister and the President in accordance with the global political agreement. We reject that one political party can set an election date. We also resolved that the key conditions that must exist for a free and fair election to be done must in fact exist.
On the issue of primary elections, names like Geoff Nyarota, Eric Knight and other prominent journalists were linked to your party. Did these qualify to stand for the primary elections?
Yes, these individuals applied to the MDC to represent the MDC and they did qualify to go for primary. What is going to happen is that we are going to subject these individuals to the people, and if people vote for them, then they represent the party. So they are going to stand in the primary. And what we were looking at in particular was whether they were members of the MDC, even if they were outside the country, and we had evidence that they worked before the MDC, they were members of the MDC,